Welcome everyone to the Atlas II Organizing Committee call on Thursday, 23rd of January 2014 at 15 UTC. On the call today we have Sylvia Herlein, Baudouin Choumbe, Eduardo Diaz, Roberto Gaetano, Wolf Ludwig, Natalia Anciso, Olivier Crétin Leblanc, José Arce, Fatima Cambronero, Glenn McKnight, Carlos Aguirre, Darlene Thompson. We have apologies from Sibanush Vardanyan, Christopher Rickinson, and Tijani Benjima. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, Gisela Kugel will be joining us shortly, and myself, Julia Chavardin. Now, I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you. And we also have, I'm sorry, we have Cheryl Langdonor on the line. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Julia. I was about to jump in.
Sorry.
Thank you so much, Julia, and thank you, everyone, for being here today. This is morning, lunchtime, afternoon, or night. Welcome, everybody. We have a very concise agenda, and basically what I want to cover in this call is to go through the action items very quickly, or as quickly as possible, and also I want to bring to your attention that we have some initial feedback from the PR messages we sent to the public relations staff, and I want to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to continue our discussion about the strategic goals for the Atlas II. Last time we were able to reach consensus on the first two, and we're just going to continue with the rest ones until we are close to the end of the call. And I'm also suggesting the next meeting to be in February 6th, which is going to be about 2 weeks from now. Anybody wants to add to the agenda, please? No? Okay. Let's go to the first item. What we're going to do now is we're going to go through the action items, which are, I tried to compile them in the agenda. So we're going to go through the ones in the agenda, and please just state your name and give us a little bit an update of your action item. I noticed with the first one, which is it's assigned to Matt. Matt is not here, but I know this action item, which has to do in completion of the Atlas II, Atlas II, the AL, it's an email, a mailing list for all the ALSs that are going to participate and answer the survey. That mailing list has been completed as far as I know. So that action item is completed. Carlos Reyes, you have action item number 6, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. This is Carlos Reyes. And yes, just to confirm, Matt Ashtiani notified us yesterday that the mailing list has been created, and we're waiting to send out the first welcome message. With regard to action item 6, once that welcome message goes out to the Atlas II survey participants mailing list that has been created, I will follow up to confirm the travel details with the ALSs, the ALS representatives. What will likely be the case is most of those participants in the survey will actually be the representatives in London, but we just want to confirm those details for travel purposes so that constituency travel can begin working on that mid-February. So that is the update on action item 6.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. I would like to do something a little bit different this time. If you can please put in the chat the name of, the number of the action item, and just put a one or two lines of the update. Anybody can come and come back to the transcript of the record, or the recording to hear the details, just so we can pick up those updates and update the master list later on. Thank you. The next is Heidi, please. You have action item number 9 and 11. You can please tell us.
Hi, Eduardo, this is Heidi. I've updated them. Both are in progress. As I reported during the last meeting, I did already follow up on the issue of visas, but I will bring it up to some more senior people just to delve into the issue a little bit more.
Okay. Thank you. Wolf or Gerald, and you give us an update on number four, please. And let me say what number four is. So it's for the record, number four has to do with generating a feedback form in conjunction with the ROI subgroup to capture summit feedback from attending ALSs.
Yes, this is Wolf speaking. I think we clarified this last time already that we will submit this in February. It makes no sense to always repeat it now. This is not an urgent thing. We will submit a draft as we agreed at the last call in the middle of February.
Okay, so you suggest we don't do this in every call, what you're saying, until mid-February?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one is Glenn McKnight. Can you give us an update on the celebration, showcase celebration? That's number 13, please.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Glenn McKnight for the transcript. Yeah, I just got assigned this. This is my first call. Happy to help on this. I'd like to coordinate a call fairly soon with people who are volunteering on it. So as soon as possible, I would like to suggest a call. And again, I need to get some kind of feedback in order to make this a success. I'd like to have some idea of the budget that's available to be able to succeed in this. So direct me to the right person to follow up on that, Eduardo.
Thank you, Glenn. This is Eduardo. Olivier or Heidi or somebody from SAP, do you have an idea on how much these things have cost before?
Olivier, did you wish to respond to what you're doing?
Olivier.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It's Olivier Capanablon for the transcript. I was just waiting to be called upon to speak. I follow the rules. Yes, the budget is going to depend on the sponsorship, and I'll speak about the sponsorship during the sponsorship action item in one moment.
Okay. Thank you so much, Olivier. The next action item is for Carlos Aguirre, which has to do with the newsletter. I don't think Carlos is in the call. Just for staff, if you can please make sure that Carlos is in the mailing list. Maybe he didn't get the... Carlos is here. Yes, I can see him. Carlos, can you give us an idea about what this newsletter is? Agree and volunteer to coordinate this Atlas 2 newsletter. And the purpose of the newsletter is to keep the momentum going with all the ALSs and just keep them informed of what we're doing, webinars, things that we're doing. I'm planning to have a countdown clock with this newsletter, so, we want to get people excited about going into the summit. Carlos, can you tell us something about what you have been doing?
Hi, Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. In my case, my inform update is short by now. I was chatting with you about this issue. My requirements are a little. I need a template, the news to publish, and email it, no more than that. And I think I need a kind of a advisor or partner or who can share a responsibility with me in this task. But that's all. It's my effort by now. I expect somebody of staff can help me in this job, no more than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Heidi, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, I spoke with Jim Trengrove this past week on this item, and his suggestion was that rather than the written newsletter, which would be resource-intensive and human resource-intensive, that we do a video newsletter. So I wonder if that would be something that the group wanted to do.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? This is a word, but can you repeat that again?
A video newsletter, rather than a written newsletter.
Okay, so you're talking, this is Eduardo for the record, so you are suggesting that instead of a newsletter, we send a video?
Yes, a video newsletter.
Okay. A video newsletter, okay. This is Eduardo, so that's an idea. Let's talk about this offline and see how we can shape this. Yes, I understand this might be a very resource-intensive thing. I just want to go back to what Carlos said in terms of the things that he see that he needs help with, and again we can take this offline. So basically, he's looking for a template, some kind of template, what to publish, and the mailing list, which is already in place, is what the mechanism that we're going to use to publish this. And I believe when he's asking about staff support, he's asking more for, well, to get this, to pull this stuff together and make sure that what we send out it makes sense. And also, basically, he's looking also for volunteers to help with him in this endeavor, in this. So, you know, whoever wants to collaborate with him, please come forward and help him in this. So we're going to talk about the newsletter offline, Heidi. Is that okay with you, Heidi? I cannot hear Heidi. So, Darlene, please.
Sorry, Eduardo, I didn't hear the question.
That we can talk about the newsletter offline and the idea of the video.
Yes,
okay?
I wanted that.
Okay, so Darlene, you have this. That and I guess Darlene means Darlene. Darlene, you have the floor.
Yeah. Sorry about that typing mishap there. Darlene Thompson, for the record. I just wanted to quickly, briefly say that I know that I am more likely to quickly read a brochure because I can scan read it. I'll pick out the points that's important to me and then go on next. Whereas a video, you're stuck sitting there for however long watching the whole thing. I think there are quite a lot of people like that. So perhaps maybe doing a combination of both or, you know, I'm not sure. But that's just my take on the video idea. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for your comment, Darlene. Glenn, please, you have the floor.
Yeah, I would suggest using MailChimp as the tool for the newsletter. You can embed video clips, audio clips, pictures. It's quite a good tool, and it's free as well.
Thank you, Glenn. Heidi, you have your hand up still. You want to comment on this?
Sorry. Yes, I'm sorry for the slight interruption earlier. So the idea between a video of a video newsletter was that it would be something very quick, something where a few people would just say what the highlights were in preparation for the Atlas, as well as on the ground in the Atlas, what some of the highlights were, basically a man-on-the-scene sort of approach. So the idea behind that would be that it would be perhaps more interesting and much less resource-intensive in terms of production. A concern raised was that for a written newsletter that they would be dependent on various people to prepare it each day at the summit, and if there were any delays, that would then just cause more and more delays in production of that. So that was the idea behind that.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. So let's move on. Thank you, Glenn. Carlos. Thank you, Carlos, for your update. Fatima, you have action 14, which has to do with the mentoring program. Please, you have the floor.
Thanks, Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. This is Fatima for the record. I posted in the Adobe the advance of the mentoring program. We have ready the draft of the mentoring program, after this call, I will publish the draft in the wiki of the mentoring program. I will the Adobe the link to the wiki page of the mentoring program, and this is the link, and we have some advance in some aspects of the mentoring program. For example, we have created with the collaboration of Dev the wiki of the acronyms helpers. I am putting in the chat, and we need some collaboration of members of the different RALOs, because we have a team of members of like RALO mainly, and we need the collaboration of the officer of each RALO to spread this working group, and we need to work together with the capacity building working group and the survey working group to set the webinars and the concrete topics for the capacity building of the London meeting. And also we asked for the room for the London meeting, and also we are working in the e-learning course for La Gralo, but we are asking if we can adapt this course for at large in general. And that's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. Anybody has a comment on it? On this, please? If not, we can go to the last action item. That's number 15. Olivier, you can give us an update on sponsorship. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Ah, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so the sponsorship working group has been working on a proposal for sponsors, and we're looking at going after several sponsors for several types of sponsorship. So effectively there is a wish, hopefully, that we would be able to have at least one lunch sponsored, and we're going after $15,000 for that, for a single sponsor. There's a wish also to have an evening dinner. I've heard several people saying, oh, it would be great if we could have an evening dinner for all of our ALSs. And for there, we're looking at going after $30,000. London is an expensive town, and we are dealing here with at least 160 at-large structures. And then there is also another package, which is to deal with a showcase. And the cocktail that goes on afterwards, of course, this is going to be a huge showcase, huge cocktail. We're looking at up to $50,000 for that. And most likely to be from multiple sponsors. The proposal is ready to be sent out. There is a disagreement with the meetings team with regards to the numbers. The meetings team thinks that it's actually going to be more expensive and we need to ask more. But I haven't been able to get feedback from them for several weeks now whilst asking. I ask Heidi to please put pressure on them, because otherwise we can just kiss goodbye to any of our sponsorship opportunities. I've spoken to Google, to Facebook, to Affilias. They're all highly interested. They all want that document in their hands. So please, let's get a green light on that, and I can send it to them. And then I can come back to you, hopefully, with some good news. And Glenn, I know you're looking at a budget for the events, for the showcase and so on. And, well, obviously, the earlier we get a commitment from any sponsor, the earlier we'll be able to find out what we can do with it. I'm really hoping that we can get the full amount, but we'll try and push through personal contacts in several locations to try and get as much as we can. That's my update for the time being. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier.
Eduardo, Cheryl here, sorry.
Cheryl, go ahead, have the floor.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Cheryl, for the record. Olivier, you may have just missed them, but just in case you haven't made individual contact, I have. You also need to add PIR to your list of keen to sponsor. companies.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivia speaking. I had actually contacted PIR separately, but I think it got lost in the huge flood of emails that Brian Cute was dealing with in the last month of ATRT2. So thank you for having followed up on that. That's great.
Yeah, I've pinned him down or to the wall or whatever position you want him in. So just follow up.
I don't need details. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Olivia, just to understand part of what you said, you're waiting from staff to give you the final okay on the sponsorship letter. Is that correct?
It's Eduardo, it's Olivia speaking. I need to find out what the cost is for having a reception for 160, 180 people at the hotel venue. I'm told on one hand, oh, sorry, this is too big. We can't have it at the hotel. Then I'm told, oh, it's too expensive. It's going to be more expensive than $50,000. And I'm thinking, hang on. The numbers they're providing me at the moment don't make any sense whatsoever. I've conducted some independent inquiries in London, and I could get cheaper than what the meetings team is telling me at the moment. And the meetings team is telling me it's going to be more expensive. I'd like to have some clarity on that, and the ball is in Heidi's court to put pressure on the meetings team, because frankly at the moment, I'm not impressed. Or should I say, in Cheryl's words, we are not impressed, or we are not amused.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is, do you want to open an action item for this so we can follow up through this? Olivia.
The chair. Up to you. Yeah, we can put an item on. Yeah, put an action item. But I mean, the action item is already on me to provide you with updates on the sponsorship. And at the moment, I'm afraid we're stalled. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. So let's move on. Thank you. Thank you everyone for your updates. The next action item has to do with some feedback that we got. Initial feedbacks that we got from the PR staff. One of the first things they are asking us is, what is the target audience for our PR messages? I mentioned to them in a letter that I guess all of you received a copy that, you know, I might say that end users is the target audience, but I might be wrong on this, I'm not sure. So I would like to hear comments about this. What do you think should be the target audience for the PR messages that we we reach consensus on? Any comments, please? Roberto, please. You have the floor.
Yes, this is Roberto for the record. I was taking actions with the Public Interest Registry board and staff, as you know. In the Public Interest Registry Board, I was not aware that there were other initiatives going on, and maybe we can. I was about to send a message to Olivier and Cheryl, and I think, can we talk about this offline so that we are coordinated on this? I'm confident that considering the Public Interest Registry plans that there is a potential synergy so that we can come to some activity that in terms of sponsoring some events. I'm just for the record, I'm my personal idea was about the welcome cocktail. I think that we should not go in separate actions, but we should rather coordinate in order to be more effective. So whoever is interested in this, in working on this, I would propose to have some online email conversation, and then that we coordinate the action so that we have, so that public interest registry so that Brian has one counterpart and not any. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. I guess you were, your comment is more in tune with what Olivier and Cheryl were saying, right? I mean, it doesn't have to do with the target audience and the item that we are now.
No, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I thought that your comment, it was my misunderstanding. I thought that about the target audience was still the reference to what is the message that public interest registry wants to deliver. So anyway, that is
okay. No problem. We are very clear. What I'm referring now about the target audience is it's one of the questions that the PR staff is asking us. What is the target audience for our PR messages that we agree upon? So I just want to hear comments. I told them the target audience is the internet end user, but I want to hear other opinions about this. Well, if I don't hear any opinions, I guess the target audience for the PR message, internet users.
Eduardo, Cheryl here.
Cheryl, please.
Thanks. I think we can. Yes, I agree. Internet end users is the area that is our raison d'etre. But I think this could be a two-pronged approach here. I think there's a secondary but nevertheless extremely important target audience, and that's the thought leaders and how to describe them. I'm going to use the term agitators, but that's not the best term. We'll insert something else in there. But the thought leaders and activists, I think, is the best term, engaged and involved in the wider internet and internet governance world. Because what the Atlas II meeting gives ICANN is an absolutely amazing PR opportunity to show the foundation layer, and a very healthy foundation layer, of its bottom-up multi-stakeholder model. So I think, yes, whilst, you know, I mean, we obviously are wanting to engage locally with internet end users as well, we're not really, it's not as if we're trying to get more people to register to come. I do think we need to showcase, and I use that term advisedly and differently to what we do on our Monday night, the aspect of the amazing and ongoing experiment, which is the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. So I think some of the senior staff might also want to look to us as a golden opportunity for appropriate PR. Thank you.
Thank you. So if I hear your, if I can rephrase what you're saying, is that I think we all agree that the internet end user is the target audience. But somehow we have to include all these people, organizations, or what have you, that are involved in the internet governance, multi-stakeholder in, how you call it, direction, I don't know, or support for you know, to have the internet's governance in a multi-stakeholder type space.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Eduardo, perhaps we could use the term discussants and thought leaders rather than people involved in. It's an opportunity to basically, you know, show the beautiful colour of our plumage and pretend it's springtime in London. You know, it's just I'd hate to see ICANN, the entity, lose this opportunity of Atlas II for appropriate press of what is an amazing gathering of a genuinely global outreach aspect of a multi-stakeholder model. So perhaps you could call them discussants or thought leaders or something along those lines. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your comments. So the other thing is that also Dernburns mentioned something about including in the message, you know, what a large does. So he's suggesting the to add another PR message or combine this with the other ones. He says the at large community in ICANN is the voice of the end user around the world in the policies that govern the domain name system. Any comments about that one? Do you have any problems if we include that as one of the PR messages that we already have? Well, I guess there's no problem, so we will add that as part of the PR messages, and we will take it from there. Thank you so much. The next part of the agenda and the rest of the call, I wanted to keep talking about the strategic goals for the Atlas II. And I want to come back to the strategic goals because these are basically the things that at the end of the summit we should be able to answer somehow if we reach these strategic goals. So within that context, I want to start with the next one, which we didn't get to talk or discuss last time. And this one is improve at large role and efficiency in policy development processes, shaping of public opinion, establishment, and consent finding. Any comments about that one, please? Carlos, please. You have the floor. Carlos, we cannot hear you. You might be muted. Okay. Well, Carlos is not talking. Any comments about this strategic goal? Do we all agree to add this as one of your strategic goals? Anybody abstain to use this as one of the strategic goals? Matthew Hamers. Oh, yes, agreed. Do we believe that we can, at the end of the Atlas II, we can measure or have a result that will support this strategic goal? Okay, not hearing any abstain. We have another strategic goal in our list. So let's move to the next one. Strengthened at large as a reservoir for civil society allies pursuing like-minded goals in terms of public interest. Any comments on this one? Well, Last time, I think, or in this call or in another call, there was an issue about using civil society as part of the at-large, and I'm not sure if having the word civil society alive there will make any sense or will create some ripples somewhere else. Do anybody have a comment about this? Oh, this is going really fast. So if I don't hear any abstain in using this strategic goal, we will move to the next one. Thank you. The next one is make a large, broader, inclusive, and stronger, and between parentheses, like one ALS per country. Any comments on this one? Any abstentions to use this as a strategic goal? No, it is, I've been reaching consensus too. So let's move to the next one. Bridge knowledge gaps between a large insiders and the broader membership and rival organizations. Any comments on this one? Any abstentions on using this one as another strategic goal? Thank you. So this is another one that has been reached by consensus. So the next one, exchange of members / ALS's experience and a strengthening of bottom-up approach. Any comments on this one? Any abstentions? No? Okay. Don't see anybody abstaining to it, so there's another one that we have agreed upon using. Better understand concerns, ideas, working areas, and expectations of our members. This is another strategic goal. Any comments? Abstentions? Okay. Another one to the list. And the last one that I have here is help the at-large community to learn more about ICANN's work, functioning, and current issues. Any comments? Any abstentions? No? All right. So, by consensus, we have a total of 10 strategic goals for the ALNAS 2 Summit. Olivier, please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking, and I was waiting for you to go through the full list and see the feedback from people in order to come up with my feedback on the overall list. I have a particular concern that 9 out of 10 of these, and I haven't counted them exactly, but let's say 90% of these are to do with at-large and with strengthen at-large, help the at-large community, and so on. And there's not very much looking outwards. This all seems as though we're just looking at ourselves in the mirror and not really reaching out there. And I thought it would be more important, there would be an opportunity here for the rest of the world to understand at-large, for some kind of outreach to take place with the rest of the world and so on, and, help the rest of the world understand at-large, not at-large understand the rest of the world. And at the moment, it doesn't seem to be particularly well listed in this set of goals. So maybe we need to think of that as well. Thank you.
Any comments, please, on what Olivier said? So if we hear Olivier, can we think about strategic goals that will be more outreaching than enriching? Because I think we had the same conversation when we did the PR messages, and I agree with Oliver that most of what we say there is enriching. So do anybody have comments about what we can add as strategic goals for outreaching? Well, let's do something. Let's take this comment from Olivier back, and let's see if we can come up with some strategic goals for the next call for outreach. Olivier, please, you have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. The other thing is I don't very much see organize and empower Internet end users to actively participate in ICANN's policy development processes, but we don't really see that much of our communities meeting with other parts of the community specifically. This cross-pollination thing, you know, and that's something that has happened maybe not as not by design, but, you know, we've had people who started out in at-large who ended up working for ICANN, ended up working for ISOC, ended up working for companies and organizations out there, and actually moving to civil society organizations as well after that. It's been a good pool of new people coming into the system and then finding, making a career, if you want, out of the work that they started out doing. And then people who've actually become at-large advocates outside of at-large and outside of ICANN and have created some ALSs, new ISOC chapters, or other organizations as well. They started out by maybe being one organization and then, you know, created another one just to continue our mission. That doesn't seem to be addressed very well in our strategic goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver. I tend to agree with you, Oliver. Those things are, I don't see them there. Let's do something. Let's take this offline, this conversation, which is, I think, is going to create a lot of discussion, and see if we can come up with some ideas with other strategic goals that will support, this comments that you are bringing to the table, and see what other ideas we can come up with. In the meantime, we have reached by consensus these 10 organization goals, and we can add more. It's no problem. And I think we should focus now on strategic goals using Olivier's comment as a base. Thank you. So we're almost at the end of the meeting. I think we're a little bit earlier. Like I said, I suggest that we have our next meeting in 2 weeks, and that will put us in February 6th, same time, for an hour or less. And I want you to open the floor for any other items that you want to bring to the table or to the call. If not, we can adjourn this meeting. I really appreciate everyone for participating and collaborating with this. I think we are very excited that the summit is coming along, and I think good things are going to come out of that, of the summit. So thank you so much for your help.
Sorry, just one more item, if I might.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
One more item is that working with the communications department, Jim Trimgrove and his colleague James will be starting to work on the ALS interactive tool that Bobby has requested to be completed by the summit. And you might recall that during the Durban and the Buenos Aires meetings, many of the ALSs on the ground were videoed. So what's going to happen starting in the next week or so will be that James will be contacting the ALSs that have not been videoed and setting up times for brief Skype videos. And again, these are going to be for all remaining ALSs that have not been videoed yet, and it will be just a chance for a minute or so video on what the ALS says and perhaps something a little bit about the summit. So that, I just wanted to let you know that is going to be moving ahead, and that if you have not been videoed yet, you may be contacted, or you will be contacted shortly.
Excellent.
Yes, Ruth. Did somebody speak? Hey, you have a question for you. This interactive tool, is that the video? That's it? I mean, that's the tool?
Basically, yeah. I think we're going to be linking it to those ALS pages. Every ALS has a page. So we're still looking at the overall platform, how this will look, this tool, but it will include videos and hopefully a link to the wiki pages that all ALSs have.
Okay, I see what it is now. Okay, thank you so much. Anybody have anything to say before we adjourn? If not, I will see you next time, and thank you again for participating in the call. Bye.
Thanks,
okay,
Eduardo. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care all. Bye.
Everyone, I will now disconnect the audio.